Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. On Friday, Pope Benedict met with the new ambassador to the Holy See from Panama. Susie Hodges has this report.
Panama may be one of the most recent independent nations in Latin America, gaining its freedom from Colombia in 1903, but it has the oldest Catholic diocese on the American mainland. Pope Benedict remarked on this deep Catholic heritage when he greeted Delia Cardenas Christi, the new ambassador to the Holy See from Panama. He made special mention of the role the Church plays in education and in assisting the poor, the sick, prisoners and migrants. The Holy Father also said the Church works for social justice, as well as combating corruption, working for peace, defending the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception until natural death, and safeguarding the family based on marriage between a man and a woman. He also spoke of the work being done by the authorities in Panama to strengthen democratic institutions and establish an ethical public life. The Pope called for the promotion of an efficient and independent legal system, as well as an honest, transparent and diligent civil society. Pope Benedict also spoke about the role Panama can play as an example of how different cultures can work together. He pointed out the mosaic of races and peoples living in an atmosphere of communion and cooperation. He encouraged the people of Panama to work for greater social equality and called on different sectors of society to cooperate in economic and cultural matters. Pope Benedict also prayed that the 500th anniversary celebrations of the founding of the Archdiocese of Panama, scheduled for 2013, will enhance the Christian life of the nation. I'm Susie Hodges.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.